In this bulletin, China reacts strongly to the US shooting down a suspected spy balloon. The identity of a West Australian shark attack victim revealed as a 16-year-old schoolgirl. And in sport, Australian basketball star Patty Mills helps his NBA side in the US to an upset victory. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. A senior foreign affairs analyst says Australia should be concerned about China's ambitions in the wake of the spy balloon incident in the United States. The US military has shot down the suspected Chinese spy balloon off the coast of North Carolina after it traversed sensitive military sites across North America. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has since issued a statement saying the use of force is an obvious overreaction that violates international norms, and it reserves the right to take further action in response. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute's Peter Jennings says the incident is a reminder of China's ambitions to dominate the Indo-Pacific region.
So right now China is less rude to Australia than we've been seeing in the last few years. But underneath those long-term military trends for China to want to dominate the Indo-Pacific have not changed and will not change. So there is a reason to be concerned. If this is worrying the US, it should definitely be worrying Australia.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he has faith in Australians to ignore misinformation about the Indigenous voice to Parliament and instead support the proposal. Mr Albanese has delivered a major speech on this year's referendum to the Chifley Research Centre conference in Canberra ahead of the federal Parliament resuming this week. Mr Albanese says the referendum is about two things: recognition of the first Australians in the Constitution and consultation through the voice to Parliament about the issues that affect them. Mr Albanese says it will build on the 1967 referendum, when 9 out of 10 Australians voted in favour of removing a provision in the Constitution which said Indigenous people would not be included in the census.
Now, in 2023... our generation can go one better. Instead of removing a provision that no longer speaks for who we are, we can make a change that speaks for the future we seek to build. We can vote not to remove something negative, but to add something positive, to recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in our nation's birth certificate.
The 16-year-old girl who died after being mauled by a shark in a river in Perth has been identified as Year 11 high school student Stella Berry. Ms. Berry was with friends yesterday when she was attacked after jumping into the Swan River from a jet ski at Fremantle to swim with a pod of dolphins. Local resident John Bainbridge says he's seen shark attacks at a nearby beach before, but never in the Swan River.
We've seen them down at Broad Beach. We saw one of the surfers there got caught, and we were fenced off and we saw all that, and then went, but this is the river. And you can't imagine it up in there.
The eSafety Commissioner's Youth Council has written an open letter to large tech companies, calling on them to enforce consequences on users who abuse and harass others. Published in the lead-up to the 20th annual Safer Internet Day on February the 7th, the Youth Council says urgent action is needed to prevent popular online platforms becoming a haven for trolls, hate and predators. Research by the eSafety Commissioner shows an estimated 70% of Australians aged 14 to 24 have been harassed, abused, or had another negative experience online. Sydney-based 14-year-old eSafety Youth Council member Ruhani Sarana says it's the duty and responsibility of big tech companies to protect young users.
We want them to take our concerns seriously. We've seen an ever-increasing amount of harassment, abuse, bullying, especially in young people online. And this is not acceptable anymore. We can't keep seeing it as normal.
A group of Iranians has taken part in Victoria's Midsummer Pride March in Melbourne for the first time. They were among thousands to take to the streets in St Kilda in the annual celebration of the gender and sexual diversity of the LGBTIQ+ community. 5 years ago, Ida fled her homeland of Iran, where she never revealed her sexuality, in fear of a regime that punishes homosexuality, including with the death penalty. She has has told SBS Persian, while it's been an amazing experience to take part in the Pride March, it also breaks her heart for people back home.
I never did anything like this in Iran. I've never done anything like this in my life, and I'm feeling quite emotional and liberated to be able to celebrate this, be around all the people who I feel comfortable. In Iran, I never had a chance to do this. I never came out. I never acknowledged that I'm queer. I never was free to tell people, hey, this is me, accept me for who I am.
In basketball, and Australian captain Patty Mills has helped his club team in the United States to an upset victory. With many of the team's high-profile players absent, Indigenous star Mills played 30 minutes for the Brooklyn Nets in their NBA game against the Washington Wizards. He's scored 13 points to help the Nets to a 125-123-point victory over the Wizards in New York. And that's the latest SBS News.